833-563-2539. The number to join in our conversation. It's Joe on the Radio Now Morning Show. Joe McKenzie, live the web girl on vacation. She'll be back tomorrow. And producer Pork Chop and intern Chloe hanging out. What things should you not be allowed to do in public? This video is disgusting, and it's gone viral. It's an account, I think, Mackenzie, you follow, called Passenger Shaming.
Yeah, so if you don't follow it on Instagram, sometimes it can be gross, but it's really pretty funny when people are inappropriate and annoying when you're flying or whatever. People snap photos and videos, and it's on Passenger Shaming.
And it's just gross things that people do. It's like, it's okay if you do that in the privacy of your own home. I'm not judging you for that, but bro, we're in a public space, and that's funky. What had happened? Well, how about this? A woman in this video was on a train with another man. She's leaned over his foot, and what is she doing?
Oh, no.
She's clipping this man's funky toenails. As a matter of fact, I don't care if you got the cutest toes in the world and they're not all funky and like athlete's foot style.
Ew.
You cannot, in a public space that includes work, that includes on a train or a plane or a bus, clip somebody's toe or fingernails. You just don't do that,
yeah,
right?
That's absolutely disgusting. That's something you do in the privacy of your home, preferably in the restroom.
Yeah, 833-563-2539. I want to hear from you. What would you add to this list? And probably something you've seen or dealt with. You're like, listen, you should not do this in public. Do it at home. Mackenzie, have you witnessed anything? Because I feel like women sometimes can be even grosser than guys with things that they'll do.
Sometimes. Have I witnessed? Yes, I've witnessed tons of things. I witnessed someone shaving their underarms.
What?
Waiting for, like, you know, when you're at your gate,
yeah,
to get on
at
a plane.
Airport?
Someone's by the windows, like when you look out onto your plane, shaving their under their arms. I was like, that's really interesting. I mean, I get you don't want to miss your plane, but I've seen all kinds of weird, gross stuff that people do.
Now,
it's weird. The older I get, I love people. I'm a people person. I'm super energetic, but it's interesting, the older I get, I just don't want to be around people.
Yeah,
I find a lot of people just really disturbing.
Was this a person that was like using a trimmer, or was it a razor?
It was electric, which
gosh,
I think is kind of hard under your arms. Yeah, but I was like, is that really happening right now? It's interesting.
Wait, was this in the bathroom or actually?
No, it was at the gate, like before you get in the gate. No one had lined up yet, but they were just doing it. I'm like, is that seriously happening? Very interesting.
Yeah, it's like, am I in the Twilight Zone right now? 833-563-2539.
Tweezing nose hairs. I've seen that before. Like, on a plane, someone next to me had a mirror up under their nose, and they're just yanking them out.
Can't you? Okay, if you're going to do that on a plane, you shouldn't. Can't you just go into the bathroom?
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, you could.
Am I crazy?
That would be optimal.
Okay. What have you seen in public? You're like, you know what? Let's do that at home in private. 833-563-2539. What things should you not be allowed to do in public? This is something we saw on an Instagram account called Passenger Shaming. And this woman was leaning over, I'm assuming her boyfriend or husband, and she was clipping his toenails on a train. And these things were shooting like ting, ting. They're going everywhere.
That's so gross.
I mean, just disgusting. 833-563-2539. What thing should not be allowed to be done in public? Let's go to Carolyn this morning. What do you have, Carolyn?
Good morning.
What do you
Good
got?
Good morning.
All right, let's hear them.
Okay, we're sitting at a restaurant and we're eating, and a person is picking food out of their teeth.
Ew.
With one of those toothpick things.
Oh, yeah.
Can you please not do that while somebody else is still trying to eat? Go to the bathroom.
Did they find any gold or no?
I don't know. I was just trying to stomach it so that I could finish my meal. It was disgusting.
Ew.
Hey, thank you for calling in this morning, Carolyn. Yeah, we agree that's kind of funky. Michelle, what do you think people should not do in public? Kind of gross.
Don't pull your hairbrush out of your purse and start brushing your hair in a public area.
Ooh.
Now explain to me, as a bald man, why is that?
Okay, I don't know. Other women maybe, and maybe not so much for men, but like, my hair sheds like crazy.
Yes.
And if you're brushing your hair in a public place, your hair is going to be everywhere.
That's a good point, especially like at a restaurant or something around food.
And I see people do it all the time. Like, they'll brush their hair where they just whip a brush out of their purse and start brushing their hair. That's keep that to the bathroom at
okay.
home.
All right.
There you go.
Michelle, your point has been taken. We're writing it down on our list.
Yes.
Hey, Marissa, thank you for calling in. What things should you not be allowed to do in public?
Okay, so I was literally just in Walmart like 10 minutes ago, and a woman was walking around casually barefoot.
Oh, why? I thought they had, like, no shoes, no shirt, no service.
I don't know. I mean, I've gone in there to do that before, but I broke my flip-flop, so I was trying to get shoes. She was just walking around the grocery section, browsing things barefoot.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Hopefully she bought some shoes there.
I don't know. She didn't look like she was on her way to.
Like she had no intention of that.
Yeah, she's like, I'm going somewhere else. Thank you, Marissa. Amanda, we'll wrap things up with you. What would you say we need to add to this list of things you should not be allowed to do in public?
You should not be allowed to wash your feet in the sink at work.
Wait a minute.
Ew.
Hold on. I think that's obvious. Are you saying that happened at your job?
Yes, it did.
You're busted, times. Joe. She works upstairs in our building.
Oh, gosh. What do you do? Like, what kind of work?
I work in a warehouse. And we're there 10 hours a day, but I don't see me ever washing my feet in the sink in front of everyone.
What's the purpose? Do you guys get stuff on your feet? I don't understand why they would wash them.
I don't understand either. I don't know what's going on that they need to be doing that. Doesn't make sense to me.
Well, that's disgusting.
Yeah, thanks for that funky update, Amanda. We appreciate it. If you got anything else, you can tweet us, Radio Now AM Show, and let us things that you've seen in public. You're like, guys, no longer, please, don't ever do that one again.